The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Happy Sunday to you, Jason.
Happy Sunday, man. We are live. This is a new show. We are doing it. I got a call from someone.
Yeah.
He said, Jason, I listen to you.
Jason, stop going hunting sometimes.
Yeah, I know. It was fun. It was funny because, you know, I mean, I'm taking my feel that. I mean, I have a pulse, right?
Yeah, you can feel it.
All right, so I'm not a robot.
Nope.
Okay,
he's alive,
and I am a human.
Yeah.
And because I have they ever heard about us talking about hunting?
Yeah, we're kind of dorks when it comes
to that. We're kind of dorks.
We're definitely Montana kids, aren't we?
I mean, you know what? Move over, Captain. Here we come. But it's one of those things where I had a listener call, which I appreciate. And he goes, you know, I've heard some repeat shows. And I said, well, I'm what we call effectively...
an outdoorsman.
I am an outdoorsman. And I am not identifying as an outdoors woman yet.
Yeah. I don't identify as one yet.
But you never know. You know, it's only 2022. But probably 3 out of the last 8 or 9 shows were pre-recorded. So that time to time, this time of year, that is going to happen.
We have a very short attention span this time of year.
We do. Mm. And so, like, you know, I'm, you know, on my way maybe somewhere because there was a blizzard in Canada to get on a river. I'm not going to say where.
You're always looking for opportunities.
I'm always.
open to bag opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. I digress. So anyways, I apologize. There was a few of them there that were pre-recorded, you know. Yep. And, you know, but at least, you know, the good news is we know we have at least one listener.
That's true.
Yes, that's true. See, I'm always looking on the bright side, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
All right, that's
what I got to do, man. It's Sunday, you know, you got to be looking on the bright side. Okay, so here's what I heard one of the I got a bunch of these memes that I keep getting that are good, but the last meme I read was buyers think it's 2008.
Okay.
Sellers think it's 2021.
Buyers want rock bottom prices.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then there was something about TikTok after that, which I don't even know what that is. I'm too old for TikTok. So, and I'm definitely too old to be doing all them little dances and, you know, and
I can't imagine.
I'm blind in my left eye. So there's no way I'm going to be reading my phone what to say or how to do, where to move my body or anything. Have you ever done a TikTok?
No.
You haven't?
No.
If you ever do that, I mean,
I'm afraid the Chinese are going to find me if I do that.
I know. I don't want to download the app. They might know where my hunting spots are, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Of course, Google Maps probably already knows, but, you know. But anyway, so just wanted to, we're seeing, we are, you know, full-blown real estate recession right now. And so, you know, normally I'm like, well, here's why you need to sell. So for a few minutes, I want to talk about why you shouldn't.
Why you shouldn't sell.
Isn't that stupid?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird for you.
Why in the world? I know, right? I'm going to have to do some mouth to mouth right now. Casey just fell over.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah. No, it's, I have two great friends, Matt and Catherine. We have their house listed right now. And when they started talking about this process, the rates were, you know, 3.5%, 4%. And they're going to go do a VA loan and everything. We do lots of work with veterans and God bless them. And it's one of them things. And he's like, you know, so as the process is going, they didn't actually put their house on the market till about 30 days ago, and the rates were, you know, 6.5, almost 7% then. And through the process, I'm like, guys, don't sell. Because I said, unless you're moving to Arkansas, where you can buy a brand new home for $33,000, you know what I'm saying? You know,
there really is prices like that.
And, you know, everybody's related down there. Did you know that too?
Family tree is a telephone pole.
That's right. But we digress.
Offended all of our listeners are from Arkansas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know. Like I said, unless the one listener that we have is from Arkansas, we're okay. So, but
go Razorbacks.
I know. But it's like in Missouri, right? Like, I go down there hunting a lot, and I see these houses. They're like brand new ranch style homes. Like, you can buy a really nice, you can buy a lake house for like 200 G's, you know, 250,000, right? unless you're moving there. So if your house has, so here's some tactics, right? Some of the useful tactics. Like if your house has, you know, a 3.5% interest rate, or even there was a time there people get 2.6, 2.7, mm-hmm. even on a refi.
I think my folks got down that
right? low. Right? Yeah. I mean, you know, so it's like, are you really going to go sell that house? So you know, last show that we recorded together, which was 2 weeks ago because last week was a replay. Sorry. Okay. You know, human, you know, I took my, we didn't tell the listeners, but I took my son, and don't let me forget my thought about interest rates because I'm going to tell a story and, you know, there's a good chance a squirrel could run by and, you know, I totally forget, you know, but it was one of those things where I was like, so we went to South Dakota.
Yeah.
And we got invited. We hunted Habitat Flats every September for teal because I'm not jabbed and I cannot go to Canada. I can now, but I could not go to Canada. And we would go hunting waterfowl in Canada every year, right? Mm-hmm. Up at Ranchland Outfitters up there. And it was amazing. But, you know, for the last 3 years, I can't go up there. Mm-hmm. You know, now they just released it or whatever a month ago. But by then, I already had my plans and my season was going here and everything else. And we just met this great guy named Matt. And I just love him. And just become a good friend, or at least for me, you know, he might hate my guts. I don't know. But fact of the matter is I'm so grateful. He said, Jason, I'm a resident of South Dakota now. Why don't you have Ethan, my son Ethan, fill out for a tag and you fill one out too? Because I took Ethan hunting for teal down there at Habitat Flats in Missouri, yep. Sumner, Missouri. We went down there, we met Matt, and Ethan, of course, gets the tag. Gosh dang it.
Yep.
So I'm sitting here.
Hey, that's fun, though.
This is like a...
As a dad, I'd had more fun sitting back watching him hunt, though.
Oh, you would. Yeah, not me. No.
Why does he get to have all the food?
Yeah, that's right. You know, my big lip was sticking out. There's no doubt about that. So, but he, you know, each one of these potholes we were hunting, or sloughs, they call them there, had, you know, at least 1,000 birds and all of them. And it was just a show. Every morning they were landing in there by the hundreds. And I can't tell you how great of a time it was. The food that Matt cooked was just amazing. And so, you know, we get back a couple of days ago and I see that there's this big blizzard up there in Canada. So I'm like, man, I said, Matt, I'm probably going to be heading north here, buddy. He's mm-hmm. like, got room for one more. So he's on his way. Yeah. So, the brotherhood, man, and the waterfowl hunting. But anyhow, but yeah.
As far as the interest rates go, were you over in South Dakota looking at property?
You remind me, but I wasn't ready. Yeah, no, I know. I'm over there and I'm going, cheapest creepers. Maybe I could be a resident.
Around at real estate going, huh?
I kind of like their governor over there. Yeah. So, but it was a great time. But anyway, not all business here at the Jason Baker team. But the fact is that we're having this chasm between where the sellers still think the market is, and it isn't where they think it is. It's not there. I don't know how to say it, but I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. And the buyers are even like, so the sellers are way up here and the buyers are down here, and it's just that chasm. You know, we're just kind of in that, you know, that time where, you know, and the sellers will adjust. They'll figure out quickly as their home expires. But anyway, Matt and Catherine. So I go, you got a 3% interest rate and VA loan. And you're in an $800,000 house right now. We had their house listed at 830 and down in Victor. And imagine a house in Victor for 830, right? So, So in 30 days, the average days on market down there are approaching 100 days, if you can believe that.
And
that's just going up by the day. And there's 250 homes for sale down there, which is unheard of, for the last 3 years anyways. And so that's gone up by five, the inventory down there. So it's one of them things where things are just sitting around because there's not as many buyers because of the interest rate as there used to be. And the homes are just sitting on the market for a good deal of time. And the average price reduction down there is, you know, almost $70,000. The average is over 100. The mean is about 70.
70.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a full loss of value right there. Mm-hmm. Not only did you lose the 70, but you also lost the 100 over you would have got 6 months ago.
Right. When everything was so crazy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a real estate agent out there telling you how good the market is. Now it's still a seller's market because the inventory is not at 180 days to 240 days. That'll start being a normalizing or buyer market. Still not there yet. But quite frankly, we're getting there pretty quick.
Yep.
And I believe we will actually get there. So
the scales are starting to kind of
even out. The scales
are
definitely starting to even, which is good. So our buyers are actually winning offers again. There's only one or maybe one other offer that they're competing against, so that's good. But anyway, Matt and Catherine, for the 12th time, I'll try to get the story up. I go, you can't, you're at 800 you're only going to be able to buy something if you stay at the same payment at about 4.75 right now at 7.3% interest rates, which is where they're at.
It's insane.
Insane. So they're for the same payment, 800 to 4.75, let's just say 500.
They're downgrading in house size, probably.
They're going to they're going to cut the house size in half, cut the acreage in half or more.
Yeah.
For the same payment, they're going, why would I do that? And I said, I won't let you do it. I'm pulling the sign. You go list someone else if you want to. Because I love it too much to, you know, want to see you do something like that, right?
Yeah. So and unless you're desperate to really do it, then what's the point to do it, right?
But, you know, even though they're my friends and you know, and they trust me and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, they still couldn't believe that I said that.
Yeah, they're a little taken back. Like, yeah, wait a minute.
It's like, you know, Jason, the hardcore salesperson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, the sales and
you're
honesty.
Telling me not
like,
to sell? How yeah, I get
like,
this?
So, yeah. They're like, you know, first salesperson in the world telling you not to sell. But when we get back from this break, I want to go over a little bit of tips. And I want to talk about some conflict resolution.
Okay, cool.
Because well, let's do that. On a team then. Of 14 people, I don't know if you know this, you but every now conflict? And again, there could be some conflict.
That's great. Okay, this is a perfect time to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
The report is out. Hey, it's Peter Christian from my friend Jason Baker and his Rise Realty team. Bulletin, this just in. Yes, homes are still more expensive than they were a year ago, but the Missoula Organization of Realtors reports competition for homes has cooled as the market is impacted by inflation and higher interest rates. But you know, when all is said and done, Jason Baker and his Rise Realty team want to use their accelerated demand marketing program to get you the best possible price for your home. And if you're in the market to purchase a home, let them help you negotiate the best possible price from their amazing inventory and get you the lowest possible interest rate as well. You want to find out more? Just Google Jason at Jason Baker Team. And please remember to live the home selling dream by calling the Jason Baker Team.
Live the home selling dream.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, we were saying today we're going to talk about conflict resolution,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We talk about some funny stuff on the breaks.
Yeah, that, we have sure. Arm wrestling. That's well, how we do conflict resolution.
It would kind of sound like Morse code, I think.
I think it really would.
So, yeah.
The beep, beep, beep.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The irreverent Christian, Jason Baker. So, what I was saying with like, with Matt and Catherine, I said, look, you can't sell that one. Yeah, but now what you could do if you had equity and they just bought it a year ago and just for some reasons they didn't want as much stairs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but I said, look, keep it. And if you're qualified that, you know, go out and buy that lower one at that other rate or whatever else. Don't. So a lot of people shouldn't sell. A lot of people should keep and rent.
You take your equity. Another place. And then
you nailed it. Yeah. Yep. So you, if you've had the house for a minute and you've got some equity built up, which they really didn't. They had some and then they lost some just because the prices went down a bit. But if you've had a house for a minute and you got a low rate, like say you bought it 4 years ago, you know, you're 3% and 2.8, whatever. Why are you going to sell that and then get into something that's 7%, right? Like 7.3. You just rent that. If you need a down payment and you don't have it, take a home equity line of credit. Those rates are still super low.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
As a down payment, use your equity of that house you have now. Rent that son of a gun because you're going to cash flow because your rate's so low. Basically, you have free money there. Rent that house out, okay? Have someone else pay that off. And go buy you the one that you need.
Yeah. Like they're saying, they need a main level
100%.
House. 100%. Not so many stairs.
100%.
That's not a bad idea.
You got to That's a smart. Like, keep that at that low rate because you're not going to get that rate again.
How hard is it to qualify for the equity loan, though?
It's pretty easy.
Yep.
It's actually, it used to be hard. It's actually right now, it's super streamlined. We use Opportunity and a couple other banks locally, and man, they've always treated us so good. If we want to go get a farm loan or, you know, we don't owe anything on our north 40 acres or whatever. And in comparison to worth, not a lot on the main home either on 40. And you know, if I wanted to just go buy a house cash, I'd just take an equity line out of that. And so for investors and so for some people that have some equity, consider you're going to really be able to make a pretty good buy on something here pretty quick if you can't already. Now, they're not going to go down 20, 30, 40% more. Yeah. But, you know, you might get another 5 or 10% out. And in fact, some sellers right now would take 10% less than what they're asking. Now, they ain't going to take 20.
On, yeah, depending on how desperate they'd
already,
they are.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there are still a ton. I would say half the houses listed right now are still dipping their toes in, thinking they're going to, like, make
still
a fortune.
Still seeing dollar signs. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're what we effectively call, you know, sadly mistaken.
Right.
Yeah, it's just not, I mean, it's not Debbie Downer. It's the reality of the situation. Now, are there pockets of brilliance? Yes. We had a house up in the West Fork, Petty Creek, and we sold that. We had a ton of offers on that. And, you know, every now and again on something that's under 500, we're getting multiple offers still on that. But they're not selling for 100 over. You might get asking price or just a scotch over that. But that's kind of where we're at right now. But there's still multiple offer situations. But we can't just sell to that. We have to be honest with what's happening. That's the exception now. Mm-hmm. And it's not the rule. So we have to talk about the rules so people can plan. You are literally going to make 10, 15, 20% less, in my opinion, overall, okay, with what you're going to pay in higher interest rates and everything else if you wait to sell.
Yeah.
So if there's a need to sell now, you just have to accept it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, let's talk about conflict resolution.
Okay.
The reason why I talk about this is because right now in real estate, we're having to have frank conversations. Okay. Yeah. And there's frank conversations happening all over the place. So as a leader of my team of 14, which last month, and if you're not following me on social media, I am not looking for Facebook friends, but there's some good.
He's not doing any TikTok dances.
Let me tell you what. Yeah. If I start dancing, I'm telling you, stuff will start jiggling. Okay, I don't know how else to say that.
You
I
don't
mean,
want to see
no,
that.
No, you do not. You pay not to. Maybe I should pay a subscription where I don't dance, so you don't have to see it. You know, you pay me monthly $5 not to dance.
Well, I guess I'd pay that. I'd give you $5 right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you. I know it.
Get my wallet.
I got ones. I'll say this. Sunday, hey. No, but it's so the conflict resolution with 14 of us, eventually we're going to have it. We're a family. Oh, and by the way, my family, my team closed 14 transactions last month in a down market.
Good.
And we pended for our sellers and our buyers 9 more. And I want to thank God for that. Yeah. And I also want to thank, you know, all glory to him, no doubt. And I want to thank the grit of my team because where a lot of people are giving up right now, they're fighting hard. Mm-hmm. And I'm extremely freaking proud of them.
Yeah.
Can I say that word?
There's still stress involved with that.
There's still stress involved in that. And this, we're starting to see the stress. We do something every morning at 8:30. We're at the office, all of us, Monday through Thursday. And on Friday, I let them come in at 5 a.m. No, I'm just kidding.
Get to work.
That's right. We get the coffee going early. But, you know, there's conflict resolution. So we had a little, and it wasn't a major thing, but, you know, here's some of the questions. And my job as a leader is to make people think. Mm-hmm. Because, Casey, no matter how much I want them to go do something, and I do have a house of the week, don't let me forget that. And let's make sure we keep enough time down on Sunnyside and in Steve I.
You got it.
Great new listing I took. But I asked them the following questions, and their jaws dropped quite a few times. I mean, their jaws dropped, brother. And I'm just going to go over this. So when it came to talking about this thing that happened, and it was just something minor, but it irritated one of them, that one of the other one did, and the other one didn't mean it. But I said, number one, how would Jesus react? Like, would they take that person? Would he take that person, throw him up out? Or what would he do? That's the first question I asked right there. And I had to think about that. And I wrote that down because I'm like, my initial reaction was I want to strangle somebody. If right. I'm honest, like with how I want to do, because I'm 6'5". And we already know I'm not going to dance.
No.
So yeah. I'm not like, I don't weigh a little bit, you know? So, you know, so it's, but the first thing you want to do when someone makes you mad is you want to lash out.
Right.
I mean, so I said,
Hulk smash.
So I'm reading this thing. Now, I've read the Bible about 20,000 times. I probably should have read a billion times, one sentence at a time, right? So I'm piecing this puppy together. But the one thing I keep noticing is always a forgiveness or a reconciliation approach. Mm-hmm. And so I asked my team if they would consider reconciliation versus strangling.
Mm, yeah.
Because we don't want to have 911 on auto dial.
Yeah, right.
We don't. Okay.
You don't like them assault charges either. So.
Here's another hard question. So what in your life do you need to, where do you need to reconcile? But okay, when someone ticked you off, what did you do? Now, did I react in a way that he would have or the world would have? That's another question I asked. That was powerful.
Right.
You should have seen the team's deep. Jaws dropping.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You just blew my mind.
The third one I wrote down, should the person be crucified at all? I mean, did what they did, was it really
was it that bad?
Yeah. Or was it really you having a bad day?
Right.
Jason say.
It's really yeah. got the wheels spinning in their heads.
Oh, man.
You?
My wheels spin all the time. So I just want them to think. Because you know what ended up happening is they thought their way through this. Here's another one I wrote down. These might be the worst. Most people probably fall asleep right now by the second. What external thing might be happening in their life that we are unaware of, mm-hmm. that we need to be empathetic of?
Yeah.
What? Because sometimes someone's acting a certain way because something's going on.
Right. They're having a bad day or they're having problems at home or something. Yeah.
You know what these all are? These are not self-centered questions. Mm-hmm. These are questions where others are put first, whether that's a client, whether that's another real estate agent in the local market, or whether that's someone on your team, or quite frankly, I should probably run these things home and ask myself this about the last time right. me and my wife got in an argument.
Exactly.
Because yep. if you know, you know.
Right.
Me and the missus don't always get along. You know what I'm saying? And most of the time, it's because she's, where have you been the last 2 weeks? Oh, I've been field or slough or warm, warm water spring. Yeah.
It's and then duck season.
And then every time I come home, there's another stack of decoys or something that's come. She's like, oh my gosh. She goes, we're going into a recession here. And it does not look like it by the stack of boxes on the front.
She's a hunting widow.
Yeah, she's a hunting widow. Yes. We interrupt this marriage to bring you the waterfowl season. So yes, okay. Now, is there any substance abuse happening? Because sometimes, and I have been through that because I have been a substance abuser in my life many moons ago, but I admit it. And I am no longer ashamed of it. And if anyone is struggling with that, do not let shame ever rule your life. Never. Got to tell you. So I'm going to do a show on my past substance abuse at some point. Yeah. I'm going to go how I went from addict to where I'm at today.
Right.
And I hope that's uplifting. And God, because he got me through every bit of that. And he put up with me. And he also forgave me. Now, here's some more questions. What are better ways to nip things in the bud with this person? Were they actually nipped in the bud? Did you pull the person aside or take them to lunch
right.
and say, hey, these things are irritating me? Did you do that? Or did you just start gossiping?
Did you just go off?
Did you just start?
Immediately start judging.
Being and moaning.
Right.
I won't say the actual word. Yeah. We had enough bleeps on the break. So, right? And then what's the best ways to help someone understand when they frustrate you that they're frustrating you? Like, what's the best way to approach them?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that down. And literally nobody talked for like 30 seconds or 30 minutes. Well, I was asking because they were thinking. They're like,
I'm saying, you got my wheels turning right now. I got a little gerbil in my head spinning on the wheel.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy. Like in the internet snow, give him a little alfalfa. He'll run faster down there. Yeah, it's for sure. Now, look, what are the best ways to help someone understand when they frustrate you? Where did your DNA show up in this? Where did their DNA show up in this? What did they do to cause this? What did you not do or do to cause this? Where are your fingerprints all over this? Anything you might have done maybe a few days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people don't ever want to talk about that. Shocking. Was this intentional? Did they do this intentionally to harm you or to frustrate you or do this? Or is this just who maybe they are? Sometimes people like myself are rough on the edges.
Yeah.
I know you've never noticed that. But the thing is that sometimes you can be a godly or other way, a sandpaper for someone. I know my mentor, Johnny, sandpapered me for about 20 years to get where I could actually, they let me out in public.
Let him out of his cage.
Yeah. And it was just one of those things like, you know, maybe that's just kind of like who they are. Maybe they don't know what they don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that's the things you got to take into account.
Yes. Yeah. Cause literally like, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to crucify or trying to help them?
Right.
Are we trying to show grace or are we trying to not show grace?
Right.
What are we doing here?
On a real estate aspect, though, this is a great thing to think about if you're having issues with your neighbor.
Yeah, with your neighbor. Like, I love when you have issues and I get a listing. No, I'm just kidding. No, just kidding. No, but yeah, if you're having issues with your neighbor, if you're having issues with another real estate agent in a transaction,
yeah.
Sometimes these frank conversations or these things that I'm talking about here on the show, trying to bring light to what's happening in a confusing time in real estate, sometimes I have to have frank conversations like that with my seller.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm not communicating, like I might be communicating by text and they want a phone call, or I'm communicating most of the time by phone and they want a text.
What's hard about text messaging though is you can't display your contact sometimes.
Well, they have emojis.
Well, emojis do help.
Yeah, emojis do help. Yeah, I always just put that. What's that little brown one with the curl that I always put? No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, those are some food for thought. Now, I don't know. Is it even time for our house of the week yet?
Well, we do have some time if you want.
I want to keep going. I got like two or three more points.
You do. Okay, you go ahead, yeah. And then we're going to be wrapping it up here in about 4 minutes.
Oh, so. Fantastic. Okay, great. And then what do you need to crucify in your own life? Whoa.
Boom.
What do you need to remove? Right. Yeah, what are some things you shouldn't do?
Yeah. Or some things you should lay off of
that
are making you act the way you do.
Because maybe the way you responded is you felt like they were taking something from you.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't.
Yeah.
They were just trying to make a paycheck for their family or something, mm-hmm. You know? Get something to eat.
Right.
Like I like, you know, that kind of thing. And then I asked my team, I said, here is my ask going forward. If there's ever an issue with someone, come and see me, because I'm not an animal, you know, I'm not a monster.
I don't bite.
You know, yeah. Although I do like Monster energy drinks.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually like Bangs. Those are my favorite. Can we say that here? I mean, I don't know if I'm not like advertising.
He's not endorsed. He's not paid.
I'm not a paid spokesperson. That's for sure. Yeah, that's right. But I said, each of you call each other and please go to lunch and reconcile and bring and send me the bill. And
that's pretty nice. You know?
I send me the bill.
Yeah.
Let me do that. Yeah. And that's. That's what I had for this week.
That's probably the quickest way to do something like that is just sit down face to face and talk.
If we
like
did
adults.
That more as a nation, whether you're liberal or conservative, you're a commie, or you actually like not paying taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what you are.
It doesn't have to be a debate.
Just love each other.
Yeah.
The heck's the matter with you?
It doesn't have to be a debate.
Just love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to them.
That's good. I like it.
You got to love, baby.
Okay, let's talk real quick. We do have just enough time to squeeze in our featured property of the week.
Yeah, we get amazing property down there, 4031 Sunnyside Cemetery Road, down there in
Stevensville.
Baby. Listen, 10 acres, 10 acres,
acres of dirt,
by dirt. Yeah, baby. So and then they got what we call a monster shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a stove in it. Dude, you can drive in one end and drive out the other. I think you could put 4 18-wheelers in there. It's humongous.
This is starting to sound like my dream property here.
I do not, though, think you could fit all my duck decoys in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you probably could. And anyway, but they're on my front porch right now. I'll strewn about the yard. But it's over a 3,000-square-foot, 5-bedroom, 3-bath home, remodeled kitchen.
Wow.
But you got horse infrastructure in there, fence, cross fence there. This guy went through. He's a land manager. He went through and took – did you know on the east side of Stevensville might have one or two sagebrush plants?
A few.
Just bushes.
Just a handful of them, yeah.
Now they smell great, if that's your thing.
It's like I'm allergic to them.
Yeah, that exactly. That's exactly right. So he went in and removed all those.
Oh, nice.
So they should, it should, so I don't know if I could say certified sage free, but it's pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the layout of this thing is great. It's got big, you know, multiple living areas, you know, good sized bedrooms. Like I said, brand new, beautiful kitchen remodel, awesome front deck, circular driveway. Like I said, you can drive in and out of that monster shop, but it also has a detached garage as well. So not only a shop, but a detached garage with a little side shop area there too. I mean,
are you just trying to do, I'm going to start writing a letter to Santa Claus right now.
Oh boy's drooling over here.
Yeah.
That's right. But rent your house, Casey, and then buy the other one, right? Yeah. But it's just an amazing property. It's listed only at 730. Now, this thing was in the mid eights before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because of the way the market is, it's there now. So someone's going to get a really good buy on that property, and they're really good folks.
Yeah.
And we're super grateful to have them as clients.
Or is it again in Stevensville?
It's on Sunnyside Cemetery Road.
Okay.
And you can also go to my website, jasonbakerteam.com. Scroll to the bottom, you can see that bad boy.
Nice.
Can you believe that?
I'm going to look at it right now.
I want you to look at it.
But it looks like that is the end of the show. So I really appreciate you all coming along and hanging out with us again this weekend. And as always, if you miss any of our shows, or you want to listen to some of our past shows, we do have all of our past shows on demand at newstalkkgbo.com. As always, Jason, happy Sunday. We'll see you next weekend.
Love you, brother. Have a great weekend.